This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Now, I expect this next conversation might involve some words and issues that not every Texan would like to have blasting into a loaded minivan. So this is a warning for you, Mom and Dad. Turn it down. For those still with the volume up, you probably heard about what's been called Woman's Right to Know legislation. The state's requirements, like a 24-hour waiting period for women seeking abortions. Well, now a state representative is flipping the script. And men, you may want to take note. Houston Democrat Jessica Farrar has filed the Man's Right to Know Act, House Bill 4260, which includes a penalty for, among other infractions, male masturbation, a waiting period for Viagra and for non-essential vasectomies and colonoscopies, and a new state information guide, A Man's Right to Know. Joining us now, the author of the bill, Representative Farrar. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, and I appreciate your show. I sure enjoy listening to it.
That's very, very kind of you. What exactly does your bill cover, this 4260?
It brings to light, hopefully, the stark reality of where women's health is today. Whereas some people might look at the bill and say, this is absurd and I can't believe this is happening. Well, guess what? Texas women undergo these procedures every day when they're trying to access what is should be a safe and legal procedure.
Let me stop you right there because I want to get into the specifics of your bill, which I think that's why this is resonating across Texas right now. Specifically,
right. You
would like to see imposed similar sorts of regulations and restrictions. For example, as I understand it, you would, if this bill were to pass, this would make any unnecessary emissions, shall we say, perhaps prohibited?
Right. Because some of my colleagues, under the claim of the sanctity of life, fail to realize there's another party to this formula. And so if we're looking at ways to make women have children, and I can give you some other examples of how we do that in Texas, then I'm just saying that what we have to do is look at it from beginning to end. And so we can't have any wasted sperm, because those could potentially be life at some point.
Now, what's been the response from your colleagues here? I would imagine some noses have been tweaked.
Right. Honestly, I think some of my colleagues are relieved. They don't like having to deal with these issues either, but they have to. They face a Republican primary that they have to get out of. And that's my real point, is that decisions are being made by lawmakers that have nothing to do with best medical practices and everything to do with making political statements and scoring well on a certain political scorecard. But the problem with that, though, is that it's having very real impacts on women and their families because they are not able to access health care that is their right. Mm-hmm. And we are certainly in a state, we have three major world-renowned medical centers. They should be accessing the best of the scientific advancements. And instead, politicians are inserting themselves in between that relationship between a doctor and a patient and deciding what's best for them.
Representative, forgive me for interrupting. We're just tight on time, and I have to ask. Some would say that those other restrictions on women's reproductive rights are, as you've heard, medically necessary, but moreover, that they were written with sincerity, that it wasn't a joke for those who wrote this into law. Are you, in a sense, pushing people away who might otherwise be inclined to think more seriously about the larger message you're making?
You know, I have asked my colleagues to look at this because there is a way to reduce the need for abortions, and that is through contraception, and that is through taking responsibility for contraception, not just by women, but also by men. And we can go that route, but my colleagues also are not supportive of birth control. And so it's hard to have a conversation with someone who has turned off all the available channels. And in fact, they have measures in place that would reduce like things like emergency contraception.
Right.
And it's gotten ridiculous.
Representative Jessica Farrar, Democratic State Representative from Houston. Representative Farrar, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate being on your show. Take care.